Hey, thank you for listening to the Happy Days Project. Each episode will bring you a snippet of someone else's joy. Isn't joy a nice thing to be choosing to listen to? This excellent human has answered the question, what makes you happy? Let's hear what they had to say. A happy International Women's Day shout out to all the humans listening to this podcast. I'll say more on that after the interview. But for now, we'll go back to Embankment Gardens in London, where we began season one, with all of the atmosphere that that environment brings to the recording. Brace yourself. Spot the rogue banana, too. And enjoy. Tash.
I find myself complaining about things.
Oh, really?
And I'm really conscious of that. And probably things that aren't even worth complaining about. I just a bit of a moaner and I vocalise it too much.
Oh no.
And the idea of actually thinking about happy things and actively concentrating on that. It's a nice one.
Appeals.
Yeah, it does.
Well, that's nice. So this is an exercise in helping me out with my project and also in helping yourself out
positive
mental attitude.
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Well, what sort of things then? I'm going to take a slightly unconventional approach here then.
Okay.
If that's something you're aware of, that you think you're maybe complain too much, what sort of things do you do to try and manage that, if anything?
If I catch myself, it's normally an after the fact thing. I'll be talking to someone and they're like, I just spent 20 minutes moaning about things to you. I feel horridly guilty about it.
That's no fun.
If I catch myself, I just acknowledge it. That's the thing you're supposed to do to break a habit, is to acknowledge that you've done it, write it down or say out loud, and then try and do something else instead, I guess.
Yeah. So and then maybe you'll catch it earlier next time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, well, let's say something happy then. What makes you happy?
This, like, weather makes me so happy. That's such a cliche thing. I cannot explain how much difference being outside in nice weather makes to my mood.
So what's nice weather? Because we can't see this at the moment.
Sun, heat, sun. As soon as spring arrives, I suddenly realise how much I miss it.
Yeah.
And I cannot explain, like literally just the feeling of the sun on your face, I cannot explain how much difference it makes. It just changes your day, completely changes your day. So that's a big one. And then water, just being in and around water, makes me so happy, like just so happy. Not even specifically the sea, mainly the sea, but like even a like crappy swimming pool, I just love the feeling of being underwater. And it's such a weird thing, you know, people talk about getting claustrophobic when you dive down, but you can feel a weight of water on top of me. That's the best feeling in the world. So that is probably my main happiness thing. Water. Yeah.
Oh God.
So, talk to me about that feeling of weight, and you said it's a good feeling. In what way?
Yeah, so, I don't know, I just feel really connected. When I did my year abroad at university, I got really homesick in Italy.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, you know, when something's coming to an end, and you've got an end point in sight, and you're just like, oh God, I don't want to get back. And this is so cliche, it annoys me that I'm going to say this, but... I would go in the sea, like if I went to the beach with my housemates or friends there, I would go in the sea and I sort of think, this sea is touching the UK, it's touching Dorset where my dad is, or Kent where my mum is, and like, it makes you feel really connected to everywhere, because it is all connected. I'm on a beach in Naples, but actually this bit of water is touching England, and that's so ridiculous. Like when I say it out loud, I know how ridiculous that is, but it's just like the most satisfying thing. I think we come from, like, all my family swim, like, competitively. And we've got fishermen in our... I don't know how many generations back, but my dad works on the coast, works in shipping. My mum used to be a shipbroker. And I think it just sort of runs through. And I just love being by the sea, or water, wherever.
It definitely sounds like it's in your genes.
I think so.
Jesus. So then how do you practice that in your life?
I don't enough.
Mm-hmm.
My dream would be to bugger off and go and live by the sea somewhere. Not even necessarily abroad, I'd be perfectly happy in the UK. Just, I don't know, it just changes your outlook on everything. Like wine anyway, it really does.
Mm-hmm.
I go as much as I can. My dad lives on the coast and my mum's like 40 minutes from the coast.
Okay.
So do that as much as I can, but it's not the same. And I love London and I love where we work and I love where I live. Go away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't feel like I am compromising a little bit, but I don't feel like I'm missing out necessarily. But the thought of spending that much more time by the sea just makes me so happy. I really wanted it.
Well, maybe it will be something, interject here with a sort of comment of my own, really, like, oh, a banana.
That's very rogue.
Oh, man. It's completely intact.
And also, are there not bananas on your website?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
We found a banana. Oh, my God, we found a banana while doing a recording. My poster picture is of a banana.
Banana.
So happy about that.
You saw it and didn't even clock. Like, see that banana?
Yeah.
Took that as normal.
Oh, my gosh. This is why you like living in London. Random stuff happens all the time.
Fruit.
I was going to say that I think that, basically, I really love the sea as well, but I have a lot less of a concrete connection to it than you do, I think. In terms of having had it be in your family for ages and your parents living by the sea and things. And I've always thought maybe I'd want to leave London. But I think the time comes when it comes. I don't know, throughout my 20s, basically, I was like, I want to live somewhere else. I want to do something else. But I've never done it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I didn't want it more than what I was doing right now. But I think I'm actually
That's
coming
the
up to the stage where actually, it's not that I didn't want it before, but it's that it's the balance is tipping
into
its favour.
Exactly.
So you'll get to that tipping point,
yeah.
I imagine. Or maybe you never will, and that will also be fine. It doesn't mean that you wouldn't value
what
living,
you do, exactly, or wouldn't be happy. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I really, the other thing I do, I would love like an inspirational video. TED Talks or podcasts, anything like that, I absolutely adore. And then I was listening to one the other day, which was basically about being in your 20s, not doing things. It was basically saying, take every opportunity that you have, the overly quoted thing about getting to your deathbed and not having done things and regretting decisions that you didn't make, and say yes instead of saying no more. The other thing was that it said was basically that the first decision that most people make when they wake up in the morning is to go back to sleep. Like, you turn your alarm on snooze, you think, I'll just have a lie in. So the first decision that most people in the world make every day is to not do something. And it was just like, oh my gosh, yes, I need to make decisions and do things more. And that, I don't know, I'm so easily affected by them. For about half an hour, and then I feel distracted.
Doing something else now. So you listen to TED Talks?
I do listen to TED Talks.
And they make you feel, and these podcasts and things, they make you feel
happy? They do make me feel happy. And I also, in a sort of impressed by other people kind of way, people look at them and think, oh, I haven't done things with my life, look how much they've done. I really don't get that with them. I sort of think, oh my gosh, that's incredible, that person is amazing, rather than that person is so much more amazing than me. So they are, yeah, they do make you happy, definitely.
That's nice, that's really nice. Do you think those things have offered you different kinds of happiness? Those three things that you've spoken about so far. I'm conscious that you'll probably have loads of other things to say.
I know, yeah.
I don't usually talk this much, but I'm just, each interview is slightly different. But what about, I'm interested in those three things. You've got the lovely sun and lovely weather, water, and podcasts.
Mm.
Do you get the same kind of happiness from all of those things?
I don't think so. And I actually, now I've said it, I'm really surprised that I said podcasts. I hadn't even considered that, but
Good.
It makes sense now.
Good.
The sun is definitely instant gratification. it is instant. And fairly long lasting. But I sort of think, morning.
Sorry, I threw my ring on the floor. No
reason. Fine. The sea thing, or the water thing, I think of it as something that would make me happy in the long term. If I took that decision, that would sound as if I'm not happy now. I think I am, but that is something that would make me long-term happy, and that's like a life change that I would make to improve my life. And the podcasting, I guess it's just about outlook, about how you think of things and getting different ideas. And it's not even just that. Nick said to me the other day, he was talking about a candidate that he'd just spoken with, and he was basically talking about how those interviews have an effect on him. His point was that he finds it really interesting to hear about how people's environments and experiences have shaped them, But it's also really interesting to think about how people shape their environments. It never even occurred to me. But just that sort of conversation and stuff people say like that, I sort of hang on to it, and it's just such a positive thing to think about. Because it's true, you don't think about so much about how the effect you've had on other people, or the effect that you've had in your career. I always think about what's this thing that's happened to me. How has it affected my life? And that's so passive, and I want to be more like active. Water's definitely the main one. I don't know if I articulated it very well, but it's just so calming. If you put your face in cold water, it lowers your heart rate, and just sort of, it has like a biological effect on you rather than just mental.
Oh yeah.
And like, I totally get it. It's really rejuvenating, and it just makes you feel sort of fresh, I guess. But yeah, those are the things. I've actually spent about half an hour today just scrolling through pictures on Instagram of free divers. And not a good use of my time.
Ah, really?
Like, I want to be you so badly. I want your life.
Do you dive?
I do. I scuba dive. And I free dive. I much prefer free diving to scuba diving, because you don't have all the equipment, and it's just really so much more of a relaxed, free, for want of a better word, environment. And it's that feeling of having like a weight of water on top of you, and the further down you go, the more compressed you feel, and it's such a nice, secure feeling. For me, it's not negative at all, it's just the most secure thing. And just going out and swimming, and going wherever you end up going, and doing whatever, you're so free to do that. It's almost like going for a run or going for a walk for some people, I guess. But just being able to explore and be in nature, that's the epitome of that for me, is going out and swimming and diving with my mum or my sister or whoever. That's just like the best feeling in the world, definitely.
Yeah, I can see you getting like really, really smiley as you're talking about it.
Definitely.
And really quite like your brain is going off and imagining it. I can see you picturing it.
Definitely.
It's really nice.
I don't even know why it is, where that comes from, but I guess maybe it is the family thing. Maybe it's... I learned to swim really at a young age, just because my mum loved it, and she was like, I'm going to make sure that my children are good at this and do it often. And then, yeah, I did competitive swimming in my childhood, and then probably I learned to scuba dive when I was 13, and then the free diving thing came after that, basically.
Sounds like it's been a way to connect you to your family as well.
My aunt and my cousin have both swum the channel. And my aunt is incredible. She does an ice mile, which is basically a swim of a mile in water under 3 degrees.
Oh my god.
And it's like your body stops functioning. I don't know how you could bring yourself to keep it in your arms. Well, she's insane, that woman. She's incredible. And like, I can have a conversation with them about it, and they get it. And my dad's the same. He just loves being by the sea, and he gets the same feeling. Like, we'll go for a walk on the beach together, and I can see the look, like you're saying, on his face, like how happy it makes him.
I find that connection with your family very interesting. It's very cool.
I thought of another thing, actually, it just popped into my head and gone straight back out again.
That's totally fine. I mean, I'm sitting in the sun.
I remembered it.
Quite happy. Oh, yeah?
This social thing, I'm such an extrovert. I hate being by myself.
Really?
Really, really can't. I can't work from home. I go, like, insane within about 2 hours. So that's probably another quite big thing. Being around people and talking to people. Even just not talking, just being with people makes me really happy. Which, living in London, is pretty... jammy. So populated.
Yeah, it's people everywhere. No. Because a lot of people feel with people everywhere that's quite lonely.
Definitely, it can be. But then things like at the gym this morning, I just got talking to the woman sitting next to me, and she told me about having watched a television programme last night and ended up not making her breakfast, and then she was really confused when she woke up this morning, and she told me what she's going to buy for lunch. Like, you can get into conversations with people. And that was probably like a bit intense, but I was grinning afterwards just from having talked to a complete stranger who happens to be getting game change next to me. And I think you just have to put yourself out there and do it and not be, I don't know, embarrassed. I think not being embarrassed is such an important thing. Just talk to people if you want to talk to them. Not in a creepy way,
well, I guess in a creepy way if you want. But.
Yeah. That's what you really want to do. Yeah. But it's important to you, how much does it contribute to your happiness, I guess, that the other person benefits from that conversation as well.
Yeah, it's nice to think if you have a conversation with someone, you both smile and you both laugh and then you walk away feeling a bit happier, then that's a positive thing. And that goes back to what I was saying at the beginning about not wanting to be a moaner and just complain about things all the time, because nobody benefits from that. It's then on my mind walks, I've talked about it, and the person I'm talking to probably feels like crap because they've just had to listen to my complaints for however long. Every week I feel so sorry for my housemates. I'm sure I'm projecting a little bit, but I do think I need to...
I'm sure you are.
Yeah. But yeah, being around people, talking to people, just like friends, family, people you don't know very well, definitely makes me happy. So I guess, like, my dream would be to be living by the sea with lots of people in the sun.
That's it, you're moving to Magaluf.
Sorted.
It's done. Loads of people are there.
That's amazing.
Mm.
That's great.
Thank you, Tash. I think we'd all like to know, based on what you were saying at the end there, how have you been this last year? Oh, we'll all be back in Magaluf soon, friends. Whatever your version of that is. So, I said I'd touch again on International Women's Day at the end. Here I go. I don't much care for days. I say days in inverted commas. You know, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, International Women's Day. Those examples aren't precisely comparable, and of course, it's important to draw attention to those who need valuing in our society, in this case, women. But I just... Can't we just all increase the amount we value each other every day? Anyway, I googled International Women's Day this morning and found out that this year, their hashtag is Choose to Challenge, which I am well on board with. Choose to challenge inequality. Choose to speak up for the women in your life. Choose to challenge yourself, like me, a white, straight, cis woman, on all the ways I could really include and honour my sisters and all of their female experiences. Yes, please. I'll be working on that. Say you will too. I'll put some ideas in the podcast description. Well, just like that, the Happy Days Project is back. Hooray! Tune in next Monday to hear the second episode of season 2. Until then, enjoy what makes you happy.